Hello.
Hi, is David in?
You got him.
Hey, David, this is Sam. I'm with the underwriting department at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. It's Friday. We're close to the end, so spirits are high.
Oh, yeah. I'm down working at one of my locations. My son's off at a, he says a Ren Fest, whatever the heck it is, but they, wear them old bullhorns and drink wine out of whatever, and 2,000 people show up and they act like whatever. I said, then I'm working you for what reason?
Yeah. Well, let me find that
Started
place.
one line. He said, Grant
Nice.
or something there in Houston in the Woodlands. So, anyway, I'm here by myself. So, if it cuts you off, it means I'm picking up a phone. So, how can I help you?
Okay, sure. Yeah, I won't take up too much of your time. We got
It's
the file.
okay.
Okay, yeah,
Nothing's important to
cool.
me. So,
Okay, yeah, I just had a couple questions. We got the file. We're moving it along. I just want to make sure I have a clear picture of it. I have some notes. I know you've been working with job, but I just wanted to run a couple things by you. So I'll get right into it. I can keep it quick for you too. So I have you down. You are the 100% owner of the business, correct?
absolutely.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then it looks like we're looking for some working capital. The number that I have here that we're shooting for is about 100 to 150,000. Does that sound right?
That is true.
Okay, excellent. And what is the, I guess, what are you looking to use the cash for?
To buy implements, equipment, to restock a store. Have a little bit of working capital. That's what it basically is for.
Okay, is the equipment that you're
In other words, I
buying?
mean, well, no, it's computers and it's not equipment per se, like backhoes and things on it. But we have several little attachment things. It takes about $30,000 to $40,000 to stock an entire store full of drive shafts, slip clutches, and clevis pins and things like that. So you
Sure.
have to get your parts department. I'm sorry, except they're right here. So it's a variety of things to get a store up and where you need to be, because you have some out-of-pocket costs that kind of squeeze you
Okay.
a little bit. I
So
mean, that's, but it's a
is it
variety of
equipment that
things.
you actually sell?
No, it's not. It's to, we got to have seven computers in the store,
Oh, okay.
that we're buying it type thing. You got printers to do contracts, with these big old, what I call F&I printers. Normal, you've already bought all your office furniture and all the things to redo a store. We
Sure.
remodel the store to have this. We spent about $31,000-$32,000 on raising the ceiling, putting new floors in it, jerking walls out, putting the cabinet type thing in. So
Okay.
it eats into your cash that you're going to have for working capital. So
I gotcha.
that's what
Okay.
I tell everybody. I say it's a startup expense in a business when took an old building on a great spot and did that.
Okay, yeah, no, I
So
gotcha. All right.
yeah, it
Now,
just varies in sundry things. When I said equipment, it's not our cutters and things like that. It's just kind of get it going. Plus, we'll have a, as I told y'all, I said, y'all, we're going to need a little working capital to get this thing going.
sure.
Had some signage we had to put up and buy and just the little things like that. So it
Okay,
adds up
yeah.
very quickly.
Absolutely. I think I see you open a new location. Is that already up and running?
It is opening. I'm in it right now.
Oh, okay. Nice. Nice. All right.
No, that's what it's for. We had to, waited forever to get this location, just jumped into it. It's okay. I've been waiting for about 4 years to get it. It's in Beaumont, which is larger than any place I have on a main thoroughfare here where there's thousands of cars going by. So we got it. Now we're kind of going bass backwards into it. Now we got to replenish what we did to get it open. So put out bright
Okay.
lights, just different things that just eat your, we spend a lot of money here.
Yeah, no, I
So,
gotcha.
and you just got to work with somebody that understands what it's for. So, well, this is what we did. Now we won't put our money back, and here we go.
Absolutely, yeah. And the reason I'm asking is because when somebody says equipment, a lot of times there's some, not all equipment is equal. We can finance it differently. So I'm trying to find the best option
And
for you here. But
I
it
understand
sounds
that,
like
and
you
that's
got a
what
good handle on what you're looking to do, though.
well, I
Absolutely.
do. I mean, I've been doing it a long time, and this, I knew I wanted this spot because it's right on the main thoroughfare of all these plant workers going back to work. The guy finally got it sold, and he decided to lease it out, and his lease fell through, and I just stepped up and says, I'll take it. And
Oh,
so
okay.
then I started, and then I just started going from there. So it's a concrete lot, and I said, okay, guys. My son went, oh, my God, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm putting your ass to work is what I'm doing. But anyway, it's all concrete, and, and we got to put signs, and I had to buy furniture and put down floors, and I had to buy AC because it's a net lease. We want to make it like a little retail store. So we'll bring in all of our parts. We bought our desks and everything. It's just, it's a nice little store.
Okay.
And I really didn't tell y'all that because I just, unless you understand what I'm doing, you want to understand what I spend the money for.
Just sure.
Make a store and then just make it retail instead of on a wholesale lot. And we didn't spend any money on concrete or all that. And the lease I negotiated was just very simple. It's triple net. It breaks you, it's yours. So I took it. Their rent factor is only about $4,000 here, which is very, very, very cheap.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
All right. No, it sounds like we got some good ground there. We got some good ground. Now, as far as a time frame goes, how soon did you need to bring the funds on? Are we working on a specific deadline here?
Well, not a deadline, but, you know, I finished it up. I spent the money, and now I'm ready to, you know, put it back in the till. So
okay.
I don't want to wait a month or two. No.
Okay. Perfect.
You know?
Perfect. Gotcha.
I mean, it could be something, I don't know, a week or so should be something that could be done. You know, or whatever y'all need to do, but I don't want a 90-day or year till we get it done.
Oh, no, not at all. I just want to make sure if there is any deadline that I know ahead of time so I can make it work. A week is easy for us to do. It's easy for us to do.
Yeah, that's all we're wanting to do, and we're very transparent. I can take pictures of all the stuff that I've done if you guys want to see it. It's just, it's a nice little store that we put up. And my sign's going to be pretty expensive, but it has a pole up and all that. But to put the inserts in it, it costs about $5,200. So that starts adding up pretty quick. So I want to get my sign up and all that stuff.
Well, okay.
I promised the city of Beaumont I would put my name on it. So I'm funny about that shit. You know, you said you put a sign up. I said, I did, ma'am. Just hang on a minute. So.
Oh, they want that sign.
They want it. We're in it. We've got our everything is here. We don't need anything else. We got the sign bought. We just got to get it up 7 or 8 days. It still says use car type thing on it. So,
okay.
That's where we are on it. And y'all was very professional. And we're going to use y'all a year or so ago. And it just worked out where nobody was ready.
Oh, I see.
It upset me a little bit. And I went, John, I'm sorry. I just didn't. I thought we needed it. Then we didn't. And I said, that should prove to you that we're prudent.
Yeah.
We didn't need it at that time. And now... I justify that, you know, that's what we need to get this thing going, and we've been here probably 60 days, so I'm getting a good feel for it. So, and I've been in business a long time, so we're a little conservative, but she was just
it's a good way to be.
I couldn't.
She's a gem. We love her, and I'm glad you guys stayed in touch.
Well, we did, and she's very very good about it, and I think I shocked her. I said, okay, I'm ready to go.
And perfect.
And I says, well, no, I mean, but it was a year ago, and I said, okay. So it just took me a little while to get it just right. And
sure. Okay.
I appreciate that, being a partner, that you don't do anything foolish, or I think you do. Nothing's ever guaranteed, but
absolutely.
You try to use a, you need to make sure that things are done, and anyway, that's what we did.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Whatever y'all can do, we'd appreciate it, and, you know, kind of go from there.
Yeah, next step is let's get some good options in place for you. Now,
I think we're going to want some monthly pay options, and I told y'all that. I said, you know, and I'm going to want something that you never know about the new location. We feel very good about it, but we want to make sure that we're not too bold and brassy. And if we hit some pretty good licks on this thing in the springtime, then you'll see us pay it off pretty quick.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's good to know, because what I'll do then, what I'm going to do is I'll get you into a program that's going to offer early payment discounts.
Well, we want to do that. We want to have the option. And quite frankly, you know, if this damn election doesn't get over, we're all going broke.
Yep, yep.
I mean, Jesus, just choose one. They're both horrible, so go on.
Right there with you, man.
My clientele are retired people out of the plants that get 5 to 20 acres. Or, you know, they make really good money, you know, retiring from Exxon, DuPont, and all that stuff. But their leaders, it scares the shit out of them, pardon my friends, that they're up there fighting. We've never seen this. Some calling us, what do you think? I went, one of them's getting elected. So what is that?
There's no escaping,
I mean,
yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, well, what are we going to do about it? I said, you're going to go vote. And then we're going to either hold our noses or we'll get through it. But I said, it's not going to, we'll survive it. So.
Well, that's the thing. We can't just throw our hands up. We gotta focus on taking steps forward.
No.
I mean, stay in business, right? That's what it's about.
Yeah.
We don't all roll over just because something horrible happens, right?
I said, what are you going to do? I'm getting in the rental business. I said, I'm doing a lot of rental tractors to the plants. They're not stopping. I said, I waited 4 years. I'm not letting male or female, Hillary or Clinton, stop my plans. I'm in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like either one of them, but, you know, we're still going to vote. So.
Yeah, we're on the same page, man. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
all right,
I know Rick Perry, he got beat. So we said, well, there you have it.
Ah,
so,
yeah, he was in it pretty early for a short amount of time.
Well, I know, and he's a good governor for us.
Oh yeah,
we prospered a long time under Rick, and
absolutely, hey, tons of businesses. He got tons of businesses to move to Texas.
Oh my God, it's just amazing what he did. But he got up there and he got in the real politics. Texas politics is pretty bad, but nothing like Washington.
God. Yeah. Nope. We're speaking the same language.
So anyway, that's what I got. That's my story on it. And we just told her to get with whoever, and we're back in. We filled everything out. Her and Roxanne got together, and I work for my son as he's off getting drunk this weekend. So
nice.
There you have it. So
all right.
I'll outsell him today, and I'll ride him. So, but we're going to need a little help on that with you or somebody. And we hopefully, y'all was just very good on it, and y'all got to us pretty quick. So we liked that, and it looked like last time was something we could go with, but I just didn't need it. But I'm going to need it this time. I don't need it. I can do without it, but it's going to make my winter and spring a lot better and keep me competitive. So
sure. Okay.
It's just a decision I made now. So, and she let me know. I said, all right, I won't leave you this time. So, he's pretty funny.
Good. Well, yeah. Now comes my job to get you the options that you're looking for.
Yeah, that's
so,
fine.
Okay, looking for about, you know, $100,000 for the bottom line, $150,000 for the top end. Just to give you some initial feedback, looking at the file, right? The amount that you're looking for definitely looks like it's going to be possible for us. I could even get it higher than that for you if you need it. But you know, I'm working on the 100 to 150. I think I should be able to get 150 pretty easily for you.
We'll look at it if we decide, but like I said, I'm trying to be very conservative here, if that makes any sense. You know?
Yeah.
And we've looked at it, and I told you what we're going to use it for, and that's what it is. And we got to have it some of those monthly stuff that we can afford, and we'll be all right on it. So daily's out of the question. It's my business.
Okay. Now, hey, David, I want to be straight up front with you, right? So normally, the majority of the time for first-time borrowers with us, daily is the payment option. Looking at your file, it looks like I would probably be able to get a weekly option. But monthly, I think the first time, it might be a stretch. I don't want to set up any unreasonable expectations here. So, I mean, is that still going to be...
Well, I wouldn't do anything forward. I mean, I just need to see it. I just know my business like the back of my hand.
Yeah.
And I know when it's up and down, and this is for this location. It takes a few months to get it. But we're not doing anything we can't afford.
Absolutely.
And I don't
shouldn't.
Know if we can or not, so I now won't do it. So
okay.
If you can look at it, see. And I do not know what she got for us last time. I cannot remember.
Okay, yeah, I actually don't even have that in front of me. I didn't realize that you guys went through the process the first time.
Yeah, we got it all down and sitting on my desk. And it may be the weekly thing that got me out of it. But, you know, weekly on $100,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah, okay.
And so, I wouldn't go too far in this until we saw kind of what it would be, and then we'll make up our mind.
And that's what we can do. That's what we can do. What we'll do is I'm probably, you know, a day or two away from being able to have actual hard numbers. I can run it by you, and then we'll go from there, you know. I'll be able to tell you exactly the cost.
I'm not trying to waste your time. I won't do that.
Yeah, and same thing on my end, right?
Yeah.
Now, have you looked anywhere else to get this financing yet? Have you gotten any sort of feedback?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't. So, okay. I mean, I don't have that yet, but I mean, I went to her because she called me back and then did all that kind of good stuff. I think there's lots of people that I can go to. I do, but I just don't like to do all that. And I'm working in another office. I don't know that if Roxanne has or not, but I don't think she has.
Okay.
You know, we're just kind of, y'all kind of first on the list, and then we'll kind of go from there. But
no,
I don't know anybody could do a weekly payback on $100,000.
Well, yeah, I mean, it all comes down to being able to afford it, right? It all comes down to being able to afford it.
Yeah, I mean, if you could do that, that wouldn't be something. That'd be crazy, I think. But anyway, we'll see.
I'll try to find something for you that's not crazy, right? Well, what I'll do, I think what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to get you the approval. I'm going to start just getting a high-end approval. So I'll get you approved for the maximum amount, and we can kind of work backwards from there. So, you know, judging by your numbers, it's probably going to be upwards of 150. But we can take that, know what's available to you, and then give you the actual number for 150.
You know,
yeah, exactly that. We're going to give you some options.
I kind of do that in my head, and I'm, you know, and then you just look at weekly and see, and then I don't know. But, I mean, it's I'd rather have a slow growth than something go, oh, my God, how are we going to do that? You know what I mean?
So, sure.
Anyway, let's look at it. And we'll talk to you Monday, Tuesday. I appreciate it. Okay?
Yeah, that's exactly where we are. We will give you a call probably, it looks like probably Monday afternoon, Tuesday morning. Either way, I'll have Josh stay in touch with you.
And, you know, and like I said, we just want to do the math, you know?
Amen. Amen. We're going to let you do it. All right. Hey, David, you enjoy the weekend. Hope your son has fun, too.
All right, buddy.